Right, everyone. We're back again with the next episode of the Raiders Rambles. I am Jolt, your chief host of the show. And as always, joining me on this show is none other than my wonderful co-host, Avera.
Oh, hey, buddy. Thank you so much. We're going to have a fantastic show today. Today? Yeah, whatever. I tried to say tonight and today at the same time. Fuck me. Day Freudian nine. Slip. Whatever. It's going to be good, guys. I can't wait. Much love.
All right. Joining us for the show, as always, is my interim host, Noble.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, and holy shit, what the fuck is that rolling down the road?
What?
Oh, wait, it's just a plane.
Oh.
Well, aircraft have to land somewhere occasionally, so, you know, there's always that.
Yeah, good point.
No, that's true, that's true. Hope he doesn't crash, have an unfortunate accident on the road. That's the important part.
Indeed.
And joining us for the show, we have Gil.
How's it going, everyone? Thank you for having me here once again, Jolt. It's always a pleasure to be here and talk shit.
Isn't it just?
Oh, it's amazing.
Oh, right on, buddy. Super awesome to have you back on the show.
Likewise, Jolt.
Mm-hmm. Anytime. All right. So, aside from a little bit of a leave of absence from last week, there are some really interesting things that we'd love to jump on and dig our paws into. So first, I want to take you through another movie that will be up soon, but I'm sure you guys remembered this one from 2 years ago. Who remembers The Bad Guys?
I sure do. It was a banger of a movie, too.
One of the few movies I actually bothered to go to the cinema to watch.
You're lucky you were able to actually go out and go see it before the world went to shit.
I was more braggadocious about how we in Australia got the movie released earlier than you did in the US, which is shocking.
Yeah, how does that even work?
Right, like how do release dates even work internationally, right?
It seems to me like Japan or like South Korea, like most of the Asian countries, they get American movies released earlier, so like several days, almost a week thereabouts before we do. So it's a little weird. But yes, I did see The Bad Guys for the first time just a couple of weeks ago. It was all right.
Yeah, I remembered I enjoyed the movie, but you know what? That's not the best part, though. The best part is The Bad Guys 2 is coming out in 2025. That's what they're aiming for.
Yeah, and this is right after, now, I don't know, should I say spoilers? Like, if you guys haven't seen the movie already, well, you should have. So I'm just going to say it. Yeah, they got out of jail. They redeemed themselves, basically. But now we have The Bad Guys 2, so what do you think is going to happen? Are they going to go back to their life of crime, or like, what the heck?
Pretty sure there's an entire book series basically based around these characters, so yeah.
I never read that. I never did.
Look at that.
Are they going to become crime fighters or something?
Beats me. I have no idea, too, but
me
God
neither.
Damn, look at
that. I haven't read the books myself, and I know, of course, the whole thing, it started with the books, and the whole thing stems from the books. And now, but now that they've, now it's The Bad Guys. Remember, they're you know, professional criminals looking for the big heist, and now, after all this, they've, they may have turned over a new leaf.
But the best part is, instead of just renting it off some digital platform, just go to Walmart or something, just buy the DVD so you could have it and watch it anytime you please.
And that's the thing,
I suppose so. Yeah. I would be more interested in the actual storyline of, like, what's going on with these characters, right? Because for the longest time, you know, like, when you're watching, like, the first movie, of course, they're like bank robbers and they have like this whole gang and everything. Then they get caught and whatever the crap.
It's pretty much the furry, family-friendly version of Grand Theft Auto.
Actually, that's a good point, man. You're right. That's correct. Oh, man. Yeah, they had like a car chase and everything. Oh, it was totally bonkers, man.
Depending on what trailers come out regarding this, I'm debating whether or not to go see it at the cinema anyway.
Because the books might be different than Netflix adaptation.
I went to go see Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, and I'll be honest, the Echo One's action scenes are just a bit dull.
Too much of special effects for, like, the substance? Something around those lines, huh? I haven't watched it, so... I mean, I suppose I probably should see it at some point and probably have a more solid opinion of it. Because, hey, I mean, we all grew up with Ghostbusters way back in the day. But the thing is, you know, that nowadays is not the same thing as back in the day, because nowadays a try-hard copycat cardboard cutout of back in the day. Wouldn't you agree, so, Avira?
Yes. It's hard to say, because back in, like, the 80s and stuff, you know, they could get away with a lot more than they could nowadays. So now it's more like nostalgia and cash grab, right? So you can't really make a movie like the original Ghostbusters nowadays anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And even with the bad guys, I mean, they pretty much wrapped up their story with the first movie, so there doesn't need to be a sequel.
Thing that really pissed me off in the actual film as well, they were talking about electroplating, and what they did was they took a part and they just dunked it into a vat of like melted metal. It's like, that's not electroplating. I mean,
no.
You could have done something fancy by gathering up a bunch of car batteries to, you know, do that sort of shit. But no,
yeah,
they just
you need to run electricity through water with salt in it. Yeah, and then dissolve the shit. Yeah, we know how electroplating works.
And the best part is there are countless videos doing exactly the electroplating on YouTube, like countless of them. People do restorations.
Yeah,
it's littered.
We know how it works, but if it's like this fantasy movie, you know, with like talking animals or like ghosts, they can pretty much get away with anything. No, it's basically like magic.
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
I suppose
we've all seen things like Men in Black. You know, they have like alien weapons. It doesn't have to make sense. So long as it's good writing and it's entertaining and they have like actors that do a good job, it's going to be a cool movie.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not, then it's just a cash grab at the end of the day.
Horrible.
Or like with diversity hires and stuff, like DEI, you know?
You remember
that's pretty much what we have with Marvel.
You remember the other Ghostbuster movie, that one that they replaced about all like women and whatnot too?
No, that does not exist.
2016.
That does not exist. There is no Ghostbuster female movie. That's not real. That's not a thing. And it's not. Nope.
It's just some goddamn like lucid nightmare, I would say.
Oh, it's. No. No.
Yeah. But
we don't consider that canon, okay?
Yeah.
That never happened.
No,
it's like the Avatar movie, you know? That's not a real thing, all right? That never happened. The Shyamalan shit? No. Never.
Uh-huh.
There is no movie in Ba Sing Se. And there is no Ghostbuster feminist whatever the crap they tried to do. No.
That was just a very big lucid nightmare that we had.
Yep. It's like the freaking Mandela effect. We all remember something, but it never happened.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to finally get back into what we were talking about, like, what are you guys expecting from the bad guys too? Like, having seen the first one.
I mean, I'm pretty much expecting, you know, quite a lot of like goofy action scenes. Probably some drama here and there, whatnot too. But I mean, who knows? Oh yeah, and definitely like the wolf being treated like a dog again. Yeah.
I mean, I still maintain that I was very, very pleasantly surprised by the bad guys. There was so much good to go about it, though. Mm-hmm. Even though I just love how it's injected a lot of old school writing into the film.
I agree.
And you know what the best part is? That it actually worked, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, some of the cinematography scenes, like the fights and like how it was almost like comic book light, like that was freaking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if they're going to be able to replicate that.
Hey, I mean, if it's one thing that I'm also expecting is what is one big stereotype about dogs, Evira? It's playing fetch, isn't it? So there you go.
Or wagging your tail when they called you a good boy. And yeah, that's what happened in the first one. So.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, want to go for walkies? Okay. Yes. You know? So yeah, that was interesting how they kind of incorporated like those elements into the movie. That was cool.
And hey, why not go continue on that, right?
I don't know. I think if they were to make a sequel, honestly, it's not going to be as good as the first one.
We'll see.
There is a possibility, you know, there is a possibility that the sequel can be worse than the prequel, but there's a chance it could also be vice versa too.
You know something, like considering that The Bad Guys is a big spanning book series, one could actually posit the argument that a TV series could actually do good for The Bad Guys.
Like,
or they could just keep doing movies.
Yeah, that too.
Like the Jimmy Neutron. You remember that one, right?
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, well,
yeah,
that was kind of backwards because Jimmy Neutron they started with a movie, and then they went into a series, and the series took off. Like that was one of Nickelodeon's, you know, biggest shows. He was like one of their mascots, basically, for their channel, for like years. Because the movie was so damn successful. But there's no Jimmy Neutron 2. I mean, they had crossovers with Fairly Odd Parents and stuff, but that was like TV specials and crap. They never had a cinematic Jimmy Neutron 2 movie.
Unfortunately, it was a little bend over time, too, which is like pretty sad, but like, I guess, you know, that's another reason why to just stick the movies for as much as you can, too, because like, it's more memorable and it'll live out longer, that's for sure.
Well, one of the things I really liked about The Bad Guys was that they had like these fourth wall kind of breaking moments where it was, you know, like comic book like, and they were looking at the camera and they're like, yeah, we're in a car chase, motherfucker. Like, we're gonna go do this shit. Like, it was cool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they can replicate that. Maybe.
I hope so. At some point, they should.
Probably they could. I might actually have to go to the bookstore and pick up some books for myself.
Oh, great. Now the books are going to be sold out.
Hey, what can I say? Invest in good, wholesome, furry literature.
Well, here's the thing, too, though. They don't have to. Like, if they're going to make a second movie, they don't have to necessarily rely on the lore of the several consecutive books or comics or whatever. They can kind of just do their own thing. And we've seen, you know, producers do this many times where they don't necessarily rely on the original content. They kind of like spin it their own way. I mean, look at Rings of Power, right? How they fucked that up, even though they had all the lore they could have possibly imagined. So I don't know. I don't know if they can do it right. Maybe.
It's possible, I'd say. It's possible.
Someone could fuck it up. Who knows?
Well, we'll have to find more information about who's
they're just writing. Like, hey, this made us money, so we're just gonna do it.
Yeah, but so far, like, the voice actors are reprising their talents for number two.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. All right. Now, move on to the next item, which is not as optimistic as Bad Guys 2. We have Bad Guys with Tomb Raider, which has decided to make a U-turn and do away with the things that made it great in the first place. And what do they do? They decided to escape its colonial past.
You make me cut with the decolonization, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't understand. I mean, these are just a lot of activists who are just seeking to, like, inject your politics in places where it does not belong.
Let's see. I'm sorry, yeah? Joel?
Yeah, no, here's the thing. You're not completely wrong on that one. Like, a lot of what you're observing in recent years, especially now that things have become a bit more egregious of late, is that you have a bunch of people who are actually trying to trying to ruin things that we have that are established as good and wholesome and beautiful and all that, because they cannot create for shit. They just defile.
Yep.
Well, let's see what this article says here.
Yes.
It says, British adventurer Lara Croft will transition from being a raider of tombs to a seeker of truth as Evil. Wait, what? Evil Hat Productions and Crystal Dynamics seek to redefine the Tomb Raider series in order to escape from a history wounded by colonialism, according to an excerpt from the official Tomb Raider Shadows of Truth RPG rulebook. So, Lara Croft, the Tomb Raider, the woman who went to like 2,000-year-old freaking temples finding treasure, apparently she's colonialist or some shit. Excuse me? Make it make sense. Let's read on here. So, raiding, as depicted in the original Tomb Raider games and stories, involves going to ancient tombs, and historical sites and different civilizations and acquiring artifacts, which is what she does. It operates on the assumption that finders keepers, that grants raiders with a means and a drive to claim ownership of artifacts, regardless of whether they have any historical or cultural claim to the treasures. She's a fucking Tomb Raider. No shit.
Okay.
The civilization has been dead for thousands of years. She's going in there finding the gold. That's cool. Whatever. What?
Yeah, Noble.
Here's a question. Why not make her an American woman who's hired by foreign countries in order to turn around, break into like tombs and ancient sites to pull out the treasure and, you know, hand it to them instead?
She's not a terrorist. You know, she's not like some like grave robber.
I said hired by foreign countries. So in other words, if, say, Egypt's got a place, they can't send anyone in because they can't get past the traps. They hire her to go in and do it.
Exactly. Oh, that would make sense. Sure.
But you know what the best part is? If any of you grew up in the 2000s, you'll remember that that's pretty much what the what her enemies were doing, except it wasn't for cultural purposes. Those were pirates that were breaking in and stealing the gold, which
you're correct.
Yeah, which otherwise Lara Croft would have recovered. You know, there is just, you know, this all this talk, right, about like all this, all that. It's You're doing the franchise like way more harm than just doing the colonialism on the past that was good by smearing it with a lot of anti-imperialist bullshit.
Yeah, right? Who would want to play that game? Because think about it. Lara Croft, she's the good guy. Okay? She's going in here because there are grave robbers trying to go into... It has nothing to do with imperialism or colonial or whatever that bullshit is.
I mean, the thing is, you know, it's not just any grave robbers or... I mean, technically those are like pirates, and like if you remember the movies or the games, now those were definitely like high fancy pirates and whatnot too that were just... doing a heist, you know?
Yeah, they wanted to kill people. Hell, she didn't. She just... And she's already rich anyway. It's like, and even then, okay, you know, I'll go find the artifacts. I'll go do this. You know, it's been buried down there for 1,000 years. Hire me. I can do it. It's fine. It's super cool. Same thing with Indiana Jones. You know, whenever he found an artifact, he wanted to put it in a museum. He's not the bad guy here. It's not colonialism or whatever the crap they're trying to talk about. And if you're going to mess up with Tomb Raider, come on. Who wants to play that game and feel bad? Right? Like, I'm stealing from cultures that have been dead for 5,000 years. Oh, like, that's retarded.
You know, the next paragraph goes into... You know, later games released in the franchise have started the work of addressing this by having Lara Croft acknowledge her past mistakes and try to understand and show respect for the cultures and communities she comes into contact with.
She has
also worked to reform Raider culture and raise awareness of her peers.
What the fuck?
Yeah, right? What past mistakes?
She didn't
do anything.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong. I mean, this is... this is slandering some of the good stuff from the past, too. I mean, Lara Croft, no. All this talk about, like, raising awareness for Raider culture, this and that, whatnot, too. That just comes from someone who drinks, like, stale box wine, is covered in cat piss, and thinks he's hot shit. Anything goes wrong and starts demand to speak with the manager every single time. That's kind of person. I mean, I can't imagine who would write this kind of who would write this something like this.
Right.
Here we go. The other one. Let me read this one. Lara no longer decorates her mantle with mythic artifacts as a raider. Holy fuck. She prioritized seeking the truth. Much of this game was inspired by her humanity, struggle, heroism, and tenacity. Oh. We believe that all these three aspects are important component in creating a game that celebrates a history. Celebrates propaganda and bullshit while acknowledging
the respect. Read the thing quote verbatim.
Okay.
Celebrates
the history and culture while acknowledging the respect and work. Oh my fucking god. And the work required to live. Oh my god. In a world wounded by colonialism. What the fuck?
I know this is hard to read. It is. Because, you know what, man? It is. This is ridiculous.
Oh, so, fuck.
You know
For
what?
Myself, I would have to imagine you really need to be dead inside in order to, like, absorb this stuff.
Well,
and unfortunately,
we're all furry raiders here, right?
I have seen people walking around on the streets with just that dead look inside of them.
I mean,
what's going to happen when they realize.
Yo, this is a fictional character from a fucking video game back in the 90s. Alright? What the crap is this? Colonialism! Feel bad about yourself. How dare you play this game? What the fuck is this? What is this?
And the line that struck at me the most is struggle with heroism.
Yeah, she's a hero. Okay, whatever. She saved the world once. What, you ever watch that movie in the 2000s? Fuck it. And,
you know, what?
Dude, I mean, these are all a work of fiction. I mean, this has nothing to do with liberal socialism.
No, it's not.
Anti-imperial bullshit as well, too. I mean, this has no place here.
Well, Lara Croft did find the Pyramid of Time and time-traveled back to go see her dead father. So, clearly, she's anti-black people or something. And she's pro-colonialism. I mean, let's be real. She found the missing piece of the pyramid and fought against all the adversaries and made her thing and traveled back in time during the freaking planetary alignment. What the fuck are these people talking about?
I guess, you know, like, in order to publish all this, you gotta have your brain, let's say, soaked up in, like, a bunch of propaganda and enjoy some stale box wine mixed with cat piss.
Yeah, it's a fucking game. Oh. I mean, dude, do you think I feel bad for Nasty Nork's minions when Spyro the Dragon fucking flames them to death? No.
I don't.
But Nork's rights. I mean, come on. This is stupid. But if they're actually doing this to Lara Croft, then who's going to want to buy this game?
Right. And
do you know how much money they're going to lose?
Yep.
A lot.
You know what? It should have been a red flag from the get-go when this board game thing, this tabletop was done by Evil Hat Productions. One, and in their portfolio, let's have a look. Okay.
And Crystal Dynamics, they're another big one.
Is they're the current custodians of the Tomb Raider games right now. But let's have a look. Evil Hat Productions is in charge of games such as Thirsty Sword Lesbians.
Stop it. Wait, is this a joke?
No, this isn't a joke. I wish I was being joking here, but no, this is legit.
This is real. So, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
People don't watch Lara Croft movies or play the games because they want to see gung-ho lesbians in a love story, okay? They want to see people shooting guns, finding treasures, breaking into tombs, and fighting against the forces of evil, okay? That's it. What the crap is this?
You know what, though? There's something that hit at me, too, and then you said, we were furry raiders. Something just clicked in my head that we've got to answer his question.
Yes, we are.
As furry raiders, what does raider culture mean?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Well, I can explain that. Unless you'd like to go first. See, as a raider, we have our own community. Now, we are furries, and we are unapologetically self-expressive. You know, I want to do my thing. I want to have friends. I want to do whatever. It's all well and good. Mm-hmm. And as a raider, we're going to do and go wherever the fuck we want. And if people want to ban us because for some reason they don't like us or whatever the crap, I don't care. I'm not a politically engaged person. You know, I'm not going to go freaking fight someone or whatever. I don't care who you vote for. I don't give a fuck about your skin color, your race, who you vote for. It doesn't matter. We're all furries, right?
Yeah,
so it should be that. And the Raiders are fucking cool. Fight me. You know, whatever, man. I'm just gonna be me. I'm gonna dress up as a silly orange doggo, have fun, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't have said it better myself.
All right.
Yeah. Because as for me, like, they're not wrong when they said, you know, as a raider, you prioritize seeking out the truth. And that's one of the and that's probably one of the reasons why the show, our show, has become the way it is right now. Because there are
that's the truth, man.
Because there are some things that most, even a lot of furries in, you know, inside and outside the community do not want to talk about, or just plain find it.
Because they have nothing. They're just like, well, I don't like you because reasons. I'm like, well, why? Because I voted the wrong way, or it...
Right. And the fact, and they don't want to talk about the elephant in the room that's inside the furry community.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
And thus, that's, yeah. So you're damn right. As raiders, we strive to seek out the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I have our mission statement memorized, but I'm not going to say it right now.
Indeed. You want to learn more about that? Our mission statement is on Furry Raiders website, furryraiders.org.
That's right.
What you stand for. Now then. And also, last of all, as raiders, we should not have any, we will not have any struggles with heroism.
I mean, Lara Croft was a hero for me growing up, you know, back when I was...
yeah.
Ah, bummer. Mm-hmm. What the crap did they do to her? That sucks.
Yeah. Sure does.
That was one of the first video games I ever played. It was Lara Croft, freaking Spyro the Dragon.
I would always play the demo. I mean, do you guys remember back in the day? I mean, how some magazines you buy would have a CD
of a demo. Yes.
Yeah. With times. The times of like, and that is pretty much what all the the other games. What all the other games that you could expect that some. Happened, some just never came to be, you know.
Yeah, right, of course, because they were demos, right? Like, they were putting out these games because they wanted to get, like, some feedback of, like, what people thought about it. Yeah, mm-hmm. Totally, man.
All right, so, now, to move on to the big main event, well... It's been true. Like, we've said it a couple of times last year. Like, you still remember a couple of years ago, furries have been, something has been wrong with furries and the kids at school. Well,
oh, God. It's yeah. Those are not furries. I mean, those are, oh, my God. Do you guys remember the epidemic that was the teenage werewolf years?
Yes, I remember we spoke about this.
So it's not a furry per se. It's someone that like a random teenager. They talk like a person, but like when you talk to them, they're fucking weirdo. They bark, they piss like a dog would, like in the random streets, and they would
exactly.
They would actively either scratch or bite people too.
Gil, the rumors are true because this is actually happening. Yeah. I know it doesn't sound like it could be, but a couple years ago we did talk about this, and now it's blown up. Apparently, it's real. It's fucking real. And these are not like in college kids or whatever. They're not like in their 20s. No, these are like 11 to 13 year old kids. And they're just like, yo, we can't deal with this.
I hate to say middle school, this, man. But I used to know somebody when I was a kid who would sharpen their nails so they could scratch. They would hiss like a cat. People like this do exist, unfortunately, but
they do.
This is just a this little is a next, too much.
This is not furry thing. This is a next kin thing, and it's more the extreme side of it.
I'm not sure what the fuck is actually going on here. Because when you read this headline, and it's not even like just a headline, all right? Like, you watch the videos, there are like 50 plus students that walked out of class in protest of this nonsense. Because they're like, yo, this is happening.
Right. That's like, let's just read this this whole, you know. Middle school students at Mount Nebo School in Payson, Utah, held a walkout protest today against unhinged school officials that allow furries to terrorize them at school. The students report in the video below that furries bite, scratch, and bark at them. The furries also chew on sticks in class, and a kitty litter box was set up in the girls' restroom for them to use.
And we were told that was not real. They were like, oh, well, no one's actually doing this, right? But only... you have over a dozen kids being like, yo, this is fucking real. It's in our bathroom, and that's why we're protesting.
No, the kids are pulling up out in front yard, you know, out in front of schoolyard parking lot.
Look at this shit. Look at how many kids are there. They're holding up signs like they're not in class. Dude.
Compelled speech is not free speech. We just want to learn.
Yeah.
See, this is what I love about the whole acceptance movement. They don't realize what they're inviting.
Yeah, no.
Acceptance for everyone, right?
The thing is these are, like, liberal white women. Like I said, the Karen stereotype as well, too. they always beat us down in order to be inclusive and diverse, but... they have no idea what the fuck they're inviting in.
The tolerance movement staff, read this line. The protesting youth believe that the school's tolerance stems from the principal whose child happens to be a furry.
Oh, Jesus Christ Almighty.
That might be one of the reasons, yeah.
No, that is some conflict of interest stuff right there.
Well, if the principal of the school, like, their daughter goes there, right? And she happens to be a furry. Granted, they're maybe, what, like 12 years old or something? Whatever. They're a furry, okay, fine. But the principal's like, well, sorry if, like, the other furries are attacking everyone. And, yeah, we're gonna go put frickin' litter boxes in the bathroom. Like, what the fuck? Yo, I'm a furry. I'm not gonna shit in a litter box. That's disgusting. Who the fuck would do that?
Well, clearly, if it's those thingos, it's like it's a case of either the parents have failed these children, no, these children who are
probably
the way they're doing it.
Well, probably, maybe not though, because the parent. Well, I'm sure the parents of like these 50 or 60, who knows how many kids.
Well, no, the kids who are protesting are alright. It's just the kids who are wearing said masks, you know, biting, chewing, scratching, and all that, and hissing at other students.
Like, if you want to be a furry, that's fine. You know, wear your fursuit, wear your fucking ears and your tail. Don't go to school like that and, like, bully people. All right, don't do it.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. No, that's fucking stupid, man. Why would they do that? Do they want to make themselves look bad? They are.
Yep. Oh my god.
Right, and again, it's also something, in Gone Noble.
Something I wanted to bring up is the last time we saw a story like this, it was a fake. It was all fake.
Right, and
this isn't fake.
Again.
Now, yeah. If they are actually doing this, then those students should be reprimanded or kicked out. Because last time I checked, assault, which can be listed, I'm sure under biting, is generally not allowed legally. So how about kick the fucking students out of the damn the school if they're going to act like this?
I don't think these kids are smart enough to have a whole conspiracy theory that like dozens of them would say the same thing. Seems like when the news media came up to them and they're like, yo, what's going on here? And they were like, yo, this is happening. Yeah, I believe it. Of course it is. Mm-hmm. Of course it is.
Yeah. I mean, look at this. You can look at the video. Like there's a kid who's basically going on walking on the knee, you know, as if to say he's walking on all fours. And yeah. And in typical fashion, the whole, you know, they're trying to say, you know, it's not happening, the media outlets aren't happening, but it is happening, all right, the rumors are indeed true. Look at these,
photos. All right, look, here's my opinion when it comes to the whole fairy shit. If you want to do it at school, do it very lightly or just not at all. The other thing is that if you want to hold like a special day for like dress up and people can come dressed as whatever they want, do that. But you know, every day it's not going to be healthy for you. Not to mention the gear is fucking expensive.
Oh yeah.
Look, all that is fine.
Well, I would never advocate for a kid to have a fursuit because they're going to grow up and they're going to grow out of it. Nah, man.
Yeah, and I mean, look at it. It's a thing that you got these kids.
This is going ridiculous.
Going to school, wearing these masks, you know, play acting, or even heck, you know, play acting as though it was all, you know, just their way of life.
You know, we enjoy our fun hobby, and we do it in appropriate places. That's it. Because we're responsible, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We all know this.
Unlike these children who are obviously mentally retarded.
Something's going on.
Well, there's harmless play and then there is, this crazy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? There's something going on.
Matter of fact, I mean, there's something interesting to point out. Is you know, these children, I mean, that they play as being the furries. I mean, I can tell you they're not furries. It's a different name to it. Some people call it other kin. We all call it faggots.
Thurian.
That's one
name I've heard.
Yeah, we're at the end of the day, what these kids are doing being furry, there is right cause for concern. About what they're doing, especially if it's affecting the school and the schools, and the school is catering to their whims, telling the kids to put up with these furries and spraying students with Febreze, and the school authorities told the students just be nice and take it.
That's what they said. Yeah.
You know, yeah. It kind of also reminds me of, you know, the modern day bully, you know, oh my god. It's like the students, I mean, doesn't matter what kind of race they would be, but some of them would just be brazen enough to lift their hands against the teachers too. Which, you know, it's kind of a bit of like poetic justice at some point.
When I was back in school, there was an interesting thing because you'd have like one student in several classrooms that might do something like this. But nowadays it's like multiple students in a classroom that will pull this sort of stunt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I blame the internet.
I mean, it's not really, you know, like the internet's fault. It's like the fault of the people who are on the internet too, especially, you know, when it comes to the, Discord kitties or whatnot.
It's not so much that it's the internet's fault. It's the fault of... There's many things at fault here. It's
like the fault parents.
Of the news, you know, of outlets mainstreamizing, the furry thingo and making all this weirdo seem okay, cool, main, you know, and all that, trying to get it more mainstream into, you know, the cultural discourse. And then there, of course, you see kids getting into it. And then, of course, you see
People are saying, oh, there is no such thing as litter boxes in the bathroom. Well,
mm-hmm.
Apparently, there are. What the crap? Like, what is this? They say, I don't know.
It's
what the heck do you say about this, right? Like,
it's degeneracy.
This is insane.
It's complete and utter degeneracy.
And most normal people are looking at this and being like, "What the? No! Like, we're not doing this anymore."
Enough of the teenage werewolf bullshit.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. Because if you thought like what all the whole era of that sort of stuff and the whole entire era is bad, this is hold my beer proportions.
Mm-hmm.
Given all the media coverage, I'm thinking probably something's gonna change.
Yeah, I hope it does. You know, I hope it does.
Well, it's gonna have to. I mean, imagine being the principal of that school.
You know,
and like world news is seeing this. Like, what are they gonna do?
In times like these, and you know that there's something's up with the educational system over there. Your options are, you know, are effective. They're few and between, few and far in between, but effective. Yes, you either need to reform the educational system, or better yet, homeschool your children.
Which is a much better alternative, too.
That's the best option. Yes. Homeschool.
Indeed, because what exactly is a compromised educational system going to achieve for you as a parent and then your kid? Right?
Nothing like this.
Jesus Christ. Oh, it's... nothing. It's fucked.
So yeah, it's just absolutely crazy. Like this, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the kids are turning furry now. Damn. Not even weird.
Yeah, but not the good kind.
Yeah, not the good kind.
It's like a nightmare.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How did even we get to this point even too? Like fuck.
To accept it.
Yeah, I mean just to be too how can I say inclusive and diverse. I mean this is what we're the end goal.
Yep.
You remember also the future that the liberals want. This is
it's part of it, yes. I'll say that much.
Yep. And it's only gonna get worse even too.
Oh well, be that as it may now, we shall see where this all goes, because God forbid if we so much as see another school go up and there's another furry outrage and somebody finds a litter box in the school bathroom.
I can't wait for people to start doing that for shits and giggles.
Uh-huh. Oh, but it gets worse.
No, it could be possible.
Mm-hmm.
If you're like 13, 14 years old, like if you're some edgelord. Like, yeah, I demand a litter box. Like, what are they going to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the special needs thing is going to have a little clinic where you basically have a, you basically, the people who wear these masks that get preened as if they were a dog. God damn.
Yeah, well, they can just say, oh, I'm autistic and I'm a minority, so this is what I want. So please do it for me. And maybe the school will actually fucking do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like they did this time. Yeah, probably. Who knows?
Right.
Oh my god.
Now,
I know. It's messed up.
In the next thing of messed up things here, we have another item that's just bizarre as it is messed up.
Oh boy, I can't wait to see it.
Or, in fact, yeah, like, and it's got, you'll get you questioning why. Alright. London Theatre provides trigger warning for play with sound of people eating oranges.
What? That's a good one.
What?
Yeah, like, those with misophonia might find some parts uncomfortable.
What the fuck?
How? What? Why?
Right, like, it says, warning, this show includes oranges and sounds of eating. If you cannot stand, like, if you cannot stand the sound of people eating oranges, then some parts may be disturbing.
Oh, let me guess, it's probably one of those ASMR types of bullshit, huh?
Well, I don't think this has anything to do with ASMR if we read further on down here. Because honestly, the point of ASMR is just like, is therapeutic.
Holy shit. No. Therapeutic. Therapeutic.
Yeah, so this is, no, I think, like, let's be real. This has nothing to do with ASMR and that stuff. So what is misophonia? Misophonia is an extreme emotional reaction to certain everyday sounds that most people find relatively easy to ignore.
So that means that people are a pussy.
Mm-hmm.
No, this doesn't make any sense.
No, it actually doesn't, and that's the thing. What the theater is hosting is a play titled Out, and what it's about is a production that defiantly, quote unquote, defiantly challenges homophobia and transphobia and aims to, quote unquote, reimagine.
Oh my god, don't make me freaking vomit.
Of Caribbean culture from a queer perspective.
Caribbean culture from a. Oh my god, bro. Just the image. Image alone of that tweet makes me cringe.
And so the part that doesn't make sense is, why did they have to issue a warning for oranges of all things?
Exactly. Why oranges?
Right. What about all the other citrus fruits you've got? Like, what about the lemons?
Oh, yeah. Don't forget about the grapefruit and the tangerines, too.
What about the limes?
They matter, too. Exactly. Exactly.
What about all foods that are orange? Now I'm personally offended.
Holy
what
shit.
What the crap?
Holy shit, the color orange too. Hey, Vera.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Vera, you're a walking trigger warning.
Yeah, what's up with this? What the fuck? What is this? You hate oranges? God damn it.
Orange man bad.
Apparently, yeah, whatever.
Oh my god.
And now it's like some anti-trans thing? What?
That orange is now the new, the color of transphobia now?
Fuck, probably. This is weird.
Caribbean culture from a queer perspective. Ugh.
If you're offended by a freaking orange fruit, y'all got some fucking problems.
Hell, or even orange and green, too.
How do you fucking... Vera, yeah.
Some people are allergic to citrus, so...
Yeah.
I don't care. Is the play allergic to citrus? Are they? No. I don't fucking think so.
Like, do people actually go into nervous breakdowns when they see somebody next to them eat an orange?
Oh my god. Oh, this is stupid. Nah, man.
I mean, I can understand, you know, people who are hypersensitive, like, you know, they have, when they get sensory overload, but this ain't it. And, like, for something this crazy, this insanely stupid, it's just, why?
Why even bother?
Right, like, what if this is the absolute state of modern theater that, you know, your play has to be theater.
And they call it art.
And you know what? And to say modern theater, this isn't even our country, it's in the UK. And to show you this a bit more, here's another point, is that they had to put warnings on Shakespeare plays.
No.
Warning on Shakespeare, please. Oh my god.
Yeah.
A warning about what?
What? The depictions of suicide scenes.
That Romeo and Juliet is offensive? What the crap?
Yeah, because it's a love story about straight, about being straight. Of course, there's no homosexual, there are no trans, and that kind of play. And so, for them, that is offensive.
Goodness.
Goodness is right.
Yeah. Shakespeare's pretty cool, even though I can like barely understand him in like his old English. It's all well and good.
Yeah, right.
I mean, if Shakespeare had seen the states of things, I mean, he'd probably die of a stroke.
Right. Short of thy gillis. Ugh. Didn't that not now thinketh it that thou? Don't you not knoweth my foregoeth?
Yeah, pretty much.
Come now.
Ye gads, did thou take affront to my writing and my screenplay?
Oh my god.
What must I do to rectify my aggressions?
Impedest thou my jolteth. Thou art awesomely the finest.
It would be a good idea to practice old English to fuck around.
Probably, right? Yeah, I fucked it up, whatever.
Yeah.
Bad enough.
Absolute state of the world we're in.
Totally, man.
But alas, this is the time we've got for the week. There is a lot of crazy things that we would have loved to delve into.
But next time, right?
Yes. In fact, there were some other stories that have gone through, like, that have just exploded, and it would have caused because they're all, like, pertinent to all the stuff we'd love to cover. But, yeah. But I guess this is great. So, in that saying that, who would like to make a quick closing statement for?
Actually, I would like to make myself like a play on another popular streamer called Queso, because I noticed there's a bot in the chat, and in the words of the mighty, humongous Queso, ban this guy, ban this bot.
I believe it's coming from non-YouTube, and unfortunately it's not possible.
It's Twitch, on the Twitch side. It says on the on the comment side.
Not to worry. We can we'll readjust how where and how we stream. So, got a closing statement?
The topics, they really test your sanity, don't they? And you know, that's why it's important to talk shit with a lot of friends, because like, it's always the most fun to talk shit with friends, because like, let's be honest, with the with the Tomb Raider, Lara Croft, and all the colonialism, like, how much cat piss, I mean, someone has to pour in their box wine in order to write that kind of shit. To even think, you know? To even think that it's a good idea. There's a lot of people on the hunt, you know, for lost media, too, and, like, comes, like, this old childless fuck to slander, you know, the good that was from the past. But the bright side is, you know, is that, you know, since they don't have any kids, or so I'm hoping, that, you know, that their liberal bullshit will come to an end, thank God.
All right. Noble, what do you think?
Well, that furry thing's going to be interesting depending on how far it goes. Tomb Raider, I'm hoping the whole gamey thing sort of like slides off a cliff soon because this shit's just going to keep getting worse until people go, yeah, no. Nice to see what they did with the Fallout franchise, though, for the TV shows. Less bullshit.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's quite a surprise here. Like, even though many, like, people like me and you, Noble, like, we haven't played the Fallout games, which some people might find disgraceful, and I'm like, you know what, whatever. It seems to be a surprise hit. Like, lots of people are saying it's surprise, like, even though it is indeed intended for modern audiences, it's actually somewhat, you know, performed pretty decently.
I love the scene where she's like, why are you drowning? What was it? Torturing me. It's like, no, I'm using you as bait. but otherwise, just the level of bullshit today is just, yeah. Anyway, I'm done.
All right.
How about you, Avira?
Well, I've always loved Lara Croft. You know, literally one of the first games I ever played in my life. So I'm hoping that they don't mess it up. No, I really hope that it works out okay. That it's not just some shameless cash grab. That people who are working on this actually care about the franchise. Maybe they will. We'll see. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to the whole school situation, I mean, damn. I think these students were pretty brave in standing up against their principal, who's like, yo, we got to do something about this because it's messed up. Yeah. It turns out the rumors were true. There were actually litter boxes in the bathrooms and it's messed up, you know? Like, you're in freaking middle school. Like, yo, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Aside from that, I do hopeth that thou has a fantastical night, for I do doth believe that tonighteth shall be a good night. That's all I got to say about that. God bless.
Verily so. You know what? I will agree on one thing, though. It actually mm-hmm. might, in situations like these, it might, and all that stuff that's happened, it might be time to call in the pest control to schools.
You're damn right.
It might be time to call in animal control to schools. And bring in the cages.
And most also bring their angry fathers back with a leather belt at hand.
Hi, Miss doing the slap sound.
I don't know. It might actually be time to, extreme as it is, bring out the tranquilizer darts.
I agree. I fucking agree. Instead of, you know, in the past, it would be like bullet casings littering the school hallways. Then it's going to be tranquilizer darts.
Well, good night, everyone.
Good night. And now for a tranquilizer, I hope.
As always, thank you all for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed this as much as we did making it. As always, our episodes are available on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, .fm, iHeartRadio, BitChute, and more. Here down the line. All right. What a week it's been.
Thank you. I hope you guys enjoyed this one as much as we did, and we look forward to the next one. So we'll see you guys next time, and until then,
farewell.
Bye.
Bye.